I don't know what I got so many terms. I don't know what term I'd use.
Do you know the term tassel? Tassel a kid.
Tassel. I've heard it used. I don't know if I've ever used it.
But it means lot, doesn't
lot,
it?
Lot, yeah. Tassel.
What the outside of an ear of corn called?
Shuck.
Right. What's the kind of corn you eat on the cob called?
Roasting, yeah.
All right. Do you know the term mutton corn?
Mutton? No.
Mutton corn. They say it's about the same as roasting ears, but I...
Mutton corn?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard of mutton corn.
What do you call the top of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
Okay. And the stringy stuff that comes out with the shucks?
That's silks.
All right. A large, round, orange fruit that grows on the ground that you make pie out of at Thanksgiving.
That's old pumpkin.
Okay. A kind of small, yellow, crooked neck vegetable. Small and it's yellow and it's kind of, grows kind of crooked neck.
Last thing,
what kinds of melons do you raise around here?
Watermelon.
And the kind that's yellow, has yellow meat?
Cantaloupe.
Okay. Do you know another name for cantaloupe?
Mushmelon.
Okay. what are these little things that spring up in the woods sometimes after it's damp and they're round shaped, look like a little umbrella?
Oh, that's a... mushroom.
Okay. Do you know a name that children call them?
Frogs do.
Okay. If a man has a sore throat and the inside of his throat's all red and swollen, you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't...
swallow.
Okay. You're smoking a pipe. What else do people smoke?
Cigarettes and cigars.
Okay. You say, somebody offers to do you a favor, and you say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be. Somebody offers to do a favor for you, and you say, well, now I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be.
I would say bothered.
All right, how about obligated? Don't want to be obligated to you? Do you use that?
That'd be a good... word to you,
okay.
Obligated.
Do you hear anybody for obligated saying beholden? Don't want to be beholden?
Yeah, I've used that expression.
Okay, do you think we use that now? Is that an old word?
Maybe? That's an old word.
Okay. Somebody asks you about doing a certain job and you say, sure, they'll say, do you know how to do or can you do a certain thing? You'd say, sure, I can. All right.
Well, I will.
All right, and if you're not able to do something, you'd say, I'd like to, but I...
just don't have time.
If you either can or you...
can't.
Okay. You're talking about the fact that so few of your old friends are still alive. You might say, I've spent all week looking for my high school classmates, and it seems they're...
difficult.
How about if they've already died? How would you say it? A lot of your old friends have already died. How would you say that?
Oh, I would say that